Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
Well, what it is, my wife and I was vacationing in Gulf Shores, and we went ahead and got our first COVID-19 shot. Or vaccine. All right, we come home and we're trying to get the second shot, schedule an appointment for our second dose. And we were told to call the Alabama Health Department. And they said if we didn't get it there, that they couldn't schedule us. We got it at a Walmart in Mobile, actually. Do you understand what our situation is?
Absolutely, 100%.
Everywhere
a lot of
we call, they tell us to call back to the Alabama Department, and we try, and they tell us they can't do nothing.
I apologize, sir. It's unfortunate, but whenever you get your first shot, you're supposed to go back to the exact same location to get your second shot. But because you said you got it at a Walmart, maybe if you were to contact any Walmart pharmacies in your area, maybe they would be able to schedule you for your second shot.
Nobody has the Pfizer around here at all.
That is unfortunate.
So we will have to drive 600 miles back to Mobile to get the shot.
Hopefully not.
What you're telling me?
No, that's not exactly what.
Is there any way that you can help me find somebody that would be able to do it here or anywhere around Birmingham, Alabama? County, Alabama, anywhere?
You could try calling the Jefferson County Health Department.
We have.
Then you could try calling any of the local pharmacies in your area.
We have. They get a certain amount, and they're for their second dose, and they're all scheduled and accounted for. I mean, we're 67 years old and don't really want to travel 600, it's 300 miles down and 300 miles back.
Right, I understand. I don't know what you can do, honestly, because say, for example, hypothetically, if I were to give you the number that you could call for the COVID vaccine registration line, which is typically for people to call to schedule for their first shot of the coronavirus vaccine. Even if I were to try to schedule you for that, it's going to just route you back because you're in Jefferson County. I really couldn't even give you that number because
I'm in Blount County.
Well, even if you're in Blount County, even if the Blount County Health Department reached out to you and said, we have an appointment available, we're ready to schedule you, and then you explain your situation, they may tell you, oh, well, because you got your first shot in Gulf Shores, you're going to have to go back to that same location. So if you're in Blount County, then I would recommend that you contact the Blount County Health Department and see what they have to say. They really need to, these places offering vaccines, they really need to be upfront with the person before they inject them and say, look, are you sure you're willing to go through with this? Because if you get your shot here, in order to get your second dose, you are going to have to come back here to get that second dose. Is this okay with you? Do you agree? And that would give the consumer or, the average citizen the opportunity to make that decision at that time, am I going to be able to come back to this location in a couple of weeks to be able to get my second dose of the vaccine? And if you're vacationing, then you may say, well, no, you know, I'm only going to be here for, you know, another, you know, however long. I won't be here in 2 weeks. So I think maybe it would be best if I wait till I'm back in my home area to get vaccinated there. Because this has been causing huge problems. You're not the only person who's called about this. I've had people call that are, you know, a person from Michigan. They got vaccinated in Michigan. Now they're in Alabama and they're needing their second shot, but they can't get it because they keep getting, they're continuously being told, if you want your second shot, you're going to have to go back to where you got your first shot. Well, in order for them to go back to where they got their first shot, that's going to be something like a 14 to 15 hour drive just to get back, just to get their second shot. And then they'd have to turn around and drive another 14 or 15 hours just to get back here to Alabama to where they reside. So it's a really,
is it possible to start all over and just get the first one again?
Well, actually, what you'd be getting with the first one is your second one, because it's to my understanding that the first vaccine is exactly the same as the second vaccine. So first, you're getting the first vaccine injected, you know. So, I mean, you're just getting the same exact vaccine again. So, because I don't think there's any different formulation for the second vaccine whatsoever. It's just, you know, go ahead and immunize or go ahead and vaccinate you. You get the vaccine, you get the chemicals in the vaccine in you. They have time to act and be accustomed to your body. Your body has time to adjust. And then 2 weeks later, you get more of the same vaccine injected into you so that your body is prepared to fight off the coronavirus if you happen to catch it in the future. Because, of course, the vaccine doesn't prevent you whatsoever. It's not something that prevents you from catching the coronavirus. If you get, if you have the vaccine, you can still get, I mean, if you've been fully vaccinated, you can still catch the coronavirus. It's just going to lessen the severity of the symptoms. And it's also going to help your body to fight it off faster so that you'll be less, you won't be contagious for as long. So that's the whole point behind the vaccines. But it certainly doesn't make you invincible.
Okay. Do you think that I'll be able to just go in and tell them this is my first shot and go ahead and get that shot?
I mean, as long as it's the same exact type of, like if you got vaccinated with Pfizer and then you go in and you don't, no questions asked, or even if they ask you questions and you, I mean, I can't, you know, from a professional standpoint, you know, say what I would just have to leave it up to you in regards to, you know, how you approach the situation, because from a professional standpoint, here with, you know, like if the Alabama Department of Public Health listened to this phone call, I certainly couldn't tell you, you know, to go and lie, you know, don't do that. You know, that's what I would say. I would say, don't go and lie to them and tell them it's your first shot. That would be what I would say from a professional standpoint, representing the Alabama Department of Public Health. But what you choose to do as an individual, I can't stop you from doing whatever it is that you choose to do. So that is on, that onus is on you. So if you'd like to try to register to be vaccinated anywhere they're offering the same vaccine that you were administered when you were in Gulf Shores, you know, feel free to do so. And then things will play out as they play out when you're able to go and get that vaccination. But the only bad thing about that is you don't know if it's going to be within the time frame in which it's supposed to be. Because as far as it's to my understanding, it's like you get the vaccine and then 2 weeks later, you're supposed to go back to get the second vaccine. But right now, if you register, because there's so many people that are all trying to get vaccinated at the same time, and then those people that get vaccinated have to go back to the same place, you know, 2 weeks later to get vaccinated again, that the wait times to even get a vaccine are so great that if you were to call the number that I could give you to pre-register to be vaccinated, it could be 2 or 3 months before someone calls you and tells you that they have an appointment available for you to be vaccinated, which would be well outside of the time frame in which you were supposed to get that second dose of the vaccine. So it's just been a big old cluster, and it's been a big problem. I really don't, I personally can't logically see any other way that it could have been approached any differently to make the situation any better than it actually is. Aside from what I did mention previously with that, the location administering the vaccine, making the person aware that if you're vaccinated here, you have to come back here in 2 weeks to get back to get your second dose. Is that okay with you before we inject you with this vaccine? That way that person can make their decision at that time with that information in mind as to whether or not they want to go ahead and get vaccinated right there on the spot, or if they want to wait until they get to a more convenient location so that when they're vaccinated, their next dose of the vaccine 2 weeks later may be, you know, less than an hour away from them, hopefully. Because, you know, the vaccine locations, I mean, you might live out in the country. It could be a long drive to get to the county health department or whatever the case may be. And that's why I said less than an hour away, because that's not too inconvenient. I mean, it's still kind of inconvenient, but if you live in the country, you're kind of used to that kind of thing. But I don't know that you live in the country. I'm just making an example because some people do.
Okay. Well, sir, I appreciate your help. And, We'll have to.
You're very, very welcome. It's my pleasure to help you out to the best of my ability. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.